Mama.
Welcome to my Class Mum Parenting Podcast Series.
Class Mum. No, you're my mum.
Motherhood is a choice you make every day to put someone else's happiness and well-being ahead of your own. Welcome to my podcast on some of my parenting moments. You're here with Lauren. So my son Brody, he's in speech therapy at the moment. He doesn't have the best speech in the world, so we've got a private lady giving him speech therapy every week. But some of his words he says are pretty funny, like dog, he says God. But one of his funniest at the moment was he had a tummy bug last week, and he said instead of vomit, he says bomit. And so it was funny, and I woke up one morning and I could hear someone coughing lots in the lounge, and I was like, it's weird. And I was like, sounds just like coughing. And I went in there and Brody had got a bowl and he had filled up this bowl with vomit. And then I was like, oh, bud, I'll get you a new bowl. Are you okay? And he's like, yeah, Mum, I'm fine. And then I was like, he's like, I'm just vomiting. And I was like, oh, okay, you must have a tummy bug. And then he's like, yeah, Mum, vomit was coming out my nose. And I was like, vomit out your nose? I said, that was funny, buddy. He goes, it wasn't funny, Mum, it was vomit out my nose. So I'm currently at radio training school in the city, and if my kids are sick or just need a day off school, it's really cool because I can bring them into class. And Brody came with me one day and I said, do you want to record a song, Brodes? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, here's a microphone, go for gold. And this is what he came up with.
Yup, 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 yup. Yup, Mum, yup, sis, we love Dad too. Yup, everybody, yup, every dandy. Yup, everyone in tendies and dolls. Yup, 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 Mum, yup, 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 Mum, yeah.
So my daughter, she is probably one of the worst sleepers I've ever come across in a child. So she, not that I've, my son was amazing, so, but from friends and comparing, she's so bad. So she's almost, well, she's just turned 4 in April and she's probably slept through the night, I don't know, 20 times maybe, max, her whole life. Anyway, every night I tuck her into bed and I say, please stay in your bed all night. And she goes, yes, Mummy, I promise. I promise, Mummy. And it's very cute. Then last night I was lying in bed and I was like, all I could hear, I thought I was asleep. And all I could hear was, ow, Mum, ow, ow, Mum. And I was like, what is that noise? Ow, Mum. I roll over and her hair is all stuck under my back and she's lying there and she's like, hey, Mum. And I was like, what are you doing in here? She goes, I couldn't sleep. And I was like, you shouldn't be in my bed. She goes, I was cold. Every excuse under the sun, but it was pretty cute. I'm a sweary mum and I swear a lot, and my kids know not to say it. You call them swear words, I call them sentence enhancers. So I thought my kids knew that, you know, they're adults' words and they're not to say them. So I thought. I was at the doctor's with my son and he'd had the day off just because he wasn't feeling the greatest. And I'd been in the doctor's for like an hour and a half and I was so over it, and we were leaving and this car in front of us was driving so slow. And I'll PC it down just for the podcast. But I was like, effing hell, drive your car. And then my son pipes up in the back and he goes, Mum, effing hell, he was really old. And I had a little giggle to myself and I was like, oh crap, was he? He's like, yeah, Mum, he had a really old face. Another moment when I completely failed as a parent. My son was throwing the biggest tantrum and he was kicking the shit out of his bedroom wall. Well, I thought it was a wall anyway, and I went in there and I was like, opened the door quite aggressively, you know, trying to make an impact that you're angry, and the door handle went straight into his eye socket. And instant karma, I don't know who for, him for kicking the wall, or I felt so terrible that I couldn't be mad at him anymore. Anyway, the next day I went to school, and he'd only been at school probably a month, maybe, and next day I went to school and the teacher was like, oh my God, what happened to your eye, Brody? He's like, Mummy did it. Next time we're at the supermarket, oh my God, what happened to your son's eye? Mummy did it. Honestly, I felt so bad for like a good 2 weeks till it was healed. I think it even took longer than that. Poor kid. So I'm just learning to ride a motorbike. I cannot ride a push bike with two wheels, so a motorbike's pretty different. Learning to change the gears and all that kind of stuff, quite confusing, but it was cute the other day. I started it up and I'd only had it a couple days, and my daughter pops her head out the window and she's like, Mum, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just going to take my motorbike for a ride. She's like, oh, Okay, don't go too fast. Thought it was so cute. Thanks so much for listening to Some of My Parenting Moments podcast. I'm sure there will be a lot more to follow.